Our next speaker is Dr. Vasantha Jayawardene, and he received his MD at the People's Friendship University of Russia, Lumumba University in Moscow, and his PhD in Health Behavior and Neuroscience at Indiana University in Bloomington. He has had several positions in Ampara District in Sri Lanka, including medical officer in charge of primary care, medical officer of planning, and regional epidemiologist. Since 2009, he has been assistant to Professor Mohammed Tarabi and Professor David Lowerman at Indiana University. He has published on psychological distress in nurses caring for war victims in Sri Lanka, and his presentation today, as you see, is job satisfaction among nurses caring for war victims in Sri Lanka.
Very good morning. I'm going to present one of our researches conducted in Sri Lanka. One research related to this same research project is already published in a journal of disaster medicine. I don't have any interest to disclose, so we directly go to the presentation. Before we talk about the job satisfaction, we will discuss about some concepts and theories on satisfaction and dissatisfaction. So I believe, according to one theory by Herzberg in 1964, the satisfaction and the opposite of satisfaction is not dissatisfaction, but no satisfaction. And the opposite of dissatisfaction is not satisfaction, but not dissatisfaction. So this is the motivation and hygiene theory of Herzberg. He introduced it in 1964. So he taught that satisfiers are motivators and dissatisfiers are hygiene or maintenance factors. So the satisfiers relate to what person does, and the dissatisfiers related to the context in which person does what he or she does. So he described top six factors affecting the satisfaction in a job specifically. So these are achievement and recognition, work itself, whether it is difficult or not difficult, and responsibility, advancement, and growth. So from top to bottom, with the higher significance to the lower significance. And factors affecting dissatisfaction are company policy, supervision, relationship with boss, work conditions, salary, and relationship with peers, with colleagues in the company. So when you see these factors of dissatisfaction, so they are all extrinsic factors, not related to job itself, but the context. And these factors of satisfaction are all related to the job itself. So one person at a given time can say, I am satisfied with the job, with my job, and also can say, I am dissatisfied because I have poor relationship with my boss or peers, and I have some problem with my salary, but I am satisfied with the work I am doing. So another theory is by Maslow in 1954. Many people are familiar with this theory. He said that there is a general pattern of needs, recognition, and satisfaction that people follow in the same sequence usually. So person cannot recognize or follow the next higher level without satisfying the needs of the lower levels, such as physiological and safety needs, substantially or completely. So he created a pyramid. In the lowest level we have food, water, sex, sleep, and those physiological needs. And in the next higher level we have security needs like health, security of health, security of property, security of family. And in the next higher level we have love and belongingness. And the higher levels we have self-esteem, confidence. And in the highest level we have creativity, the ability to make decisions, those things. So a person should satisfy the lower level of needs to move to the higher levels. And when he satisfies the needs of that level, he can move to the next level. So when we discuss about disasters and healthcare, you know that man-made and natural disasters are increased during last 20 years, especially in developing countries, due to these wars and disasters like flood, tsunami and those. And in healthcare systems, we have devoted extensive resources to address these issues, but and healthcare professionals also, including nurses, they improve the awareness of their duty to care responsibility. But these healthcare systems and governments have paid less attention on addressing the stress-related factors and job satisfaction of nurses and healthcare professionals who work in disaster situations. So these professionals place themselves in the risk, especially the psychological and psychological conditions when they address when they are working in these situations. So especially when we talk about the impact of disasters on nurses. Nurses can be deeply affected physically and emotionally, but in most developing countries we don't have a well-arranged system to address these facts, especially in the nursing education or in the continuous professional development or in hospital settings. When we talk about the nursing profession in Sri Lanka, we have 7 nursing schools in the country, and these are all schools are actually maintained by the government, and there's only one degree which gives there's a one diploma of 3 years to give the diploma in nursing, and after that 3 years he or she can become a registered nurse. So the nurse to population ratio in the country is 1 to 1,100. It's a very big when compared to developed countries. And as the country has a free healthcare system, and we provide all the healthcare facilities, including major surgeries, planned surgeries, free of charge, despite of the immigration status or citizenship, to any person who is currently living in the country. So all hospitals, especially government hospitals, are overcrowded, because as the healthcare system is free, patients are coming even for minor sickness to get the healthcare facilities. So the problem with the healthcare professionals is many of them are not satisfied because they have to work a lot and the salaries are not that much. And the transfers of between hospitals and within the hospital from one department to another department, they are all arranged by the government and the hospital administrators. And nurses have very powerful trade unions in the country, So they have much influence on the government and administration. So our objective is to define factors associated with job satisfaction among nurses who are caring for war victims in the country. And the hospital that we are talking about is located here. We research two hospitals, one big hospital here and another small rural hospital near to that hospital. So because we wanted to check what is the situation in a big hospital and what is it in a small hospital. So and we had the war here in this zone, north and the east. And this the big hospital is the nearest tertiary care hospital to the war zone. So all the casualties are brought to that hospital by air, because the ground transport is not safe. And the study was performed during the last month of 26-year-old long civil war. We had a 26-year-long civil war from 1983 to 2009. And we wanted to do this study in 2010, but as we realized that war is going to end soon, we were hurried to do the study, because after that we cannot find disaster victims. So in the last month, in hurry, we did the study. So the descriptive cross-sectional study design was used, a simple study design, and we selected 241 nurses in two hospitals. Actually, we invited 258 nurses, and we had a 90% response rate. And also we did a pilot study in the small hospital. It had 15 nurses, and we selected 8 nurses randomly and did the pilot study. And as the response rate is 100% there, we applied the same design to the bigger hospital. And we used the stratified random sampling, stratified according to workstation. So the departments which had higher number of nurses had the opportunity to have higher number of nurses in the sample. So it is called stratified random sampling. And we used the self-administered anonymous questionnaire. So in preparation of this questionnaire, we consulted a professor in psychiatry and professor in nursing, and also a professor in social science, to be sure that these questions are culturally appropriate and this doesn't have much sensitive cultural problems when we ask this type of questions in a government work setting. And we got the approval from the hospital director also, because we are asking about job satisfaction. when we talk about the teaching hospital, as I said, this is the nearest to war front hospital, and all casualties are brought by air, not by ground transport. And the hospital had a triage system to manage disaster victims. It has three categories of triage. It means that the most serious patients are in the category 1, and the serious but recoverable patients are in the category 2, and the third category are those patients with minor injuries. So when all patients are brought to the hospital, one or two nurses, or sometimes three or four, depend on the situation, categorize them into three categories. And based on this categorization, management is given. And after initial management, they send to relevant wards. So there are many nurses involved in this system of initial management. So during the last 6 months prior to the study, the hospital had managed 496, almost 500 patients of category 1 per month, 500 per month during last 6 months. And in the category 2, about 250 patients per month. And in the category 3, the smallest, about 50 patients per month. So you see the very serious irrecoverable patients, those patients who are unlikely to recover, as the category 1. So the stress is very high. And the hospital is also overcrowded, and there is a high turnover of the inpatient departments. It is the third largest hospital of the country with 1,300 beds. And bed occupancy rate is 113. It means that beds are occupied than the available beds. It means that sometimes patients are not on beds but between beds also in some situations. Because when the bed occupancy rate goes above 100, it means that hospital is overcrowded. And duration of inpatient is stay is 4.7 days compared to other hospitals in Sri Lanka, it's 3.7 days. And bed turnover rate is very high, 83.7. This is number of discharges divided by number of beds, the bed turnover rate. So discharges includes the death, because we discharge the dead body. So discharge include the deaths. So it's 83, and percentage of nurses who are not satisfied with their job in general is 65%, and non-response rate is less than 15% in this study. So when we ask the question whether you are satisfied with your job, it is associated with the good perceived social support by colleagues and the supervisors and the administrators. And also this job satisfaction, actually not having job satisfaction, is associated with working in a teaching hospital. It means the bigger hospital. Those nurses working in the teaching hospital, the bigger hospital, are less satisfied with their job compared to the patients working in the smaller hospital. But when we asked whether you are thinking of a transfer, having a transfer out from this department or from the hospital, those nurses who said that they are satisfied also told that, yes, I want to leave this hospital. So this is actually when we check for the factors that are associated with this desire to be transferred out from the hospital. This thinking of transfer from the department is associated with being integrated with triage system of war victim management. These nurses who are involved in triage system are twice as likely to be having a desire to transfer out. And working in the teaching hospital, again, 14 times more likely to cause a transfer decision. And being married is 3 times likely to for the desire to quit transfer. And having more than 2 children, also a factor of the decision to have a transfer out. And overall service experience more than 5 years, it means little older nurses than young nurses, have the decision to be transferred out from the hospital. And working more than 1 year service in current department is also a causative factor of the transfer decision. And those nurses who said that they have a difficulty in finding a friend for a cover-up duty, when they have a family problem or something, it's difficult to find a friend to cover their duty shift. And those patients would, those nurses would told that there is no friend in the workplace to discuss a work-related problem. And some nurses were told that I am not satisfied as a nurse that I am doing my job well. They are not satisfied with their profession, nursing profession, on performance. So those nurses also are more likely to have a decision of transfer out or quitting the workstation. And those who had poor relationships with supervisors and those who reported overall conditions in the workplace is poor are also reported that I like to quit the workplace permanently. So in conclusion, we're thinking of thinking of a transfer or the decision to quit the workstation is more representative of job dissatisfaction and perceived job satisfaction is more representative of the job satisfaction. So you can assess the job satisfaction by asking whether you are satisfied in general about your job. They may say yes, but if you ask that do you wish to transfer out from this department, they may also say yes. So it represents the job dissatisfaction related to context. So job satisfaction and dissatisfaction among nurses who are caring for war victims is a function of family responsibilities, intensity of work in the current workstation, and level of social support at workstation. And we suggest that professors who are involved in curricular development of nurses training schools in the developing countries should be addressed, and curriculum should be changed to address these situations, especially in disasters. And policymakers and administrators in health sector planning and also continuous professional development programs in hospitals and healthcare systems, and also most importantly trade unions in health sector should be addressed when we prepare programs and recommendations, especially in developing countries. Thank you. Actually, I obtained my medical degree.
You mentioned that the nurses have strong trade unions.
I see. Okay. The trade unions actually are. These nurses have about three trade unions in Sri Lanka. Most of the times they address the work-related problems of nurses, and they are nationwide, and the most powerful trade union among nurses is having some relationship with the healthcare ministry also. And it is led by a Buddhist monk, and most of the times they address salary issues and those work-related problems, such as problems about the transport facilities, duty shifts, and uniforms, and sometimes training, and the promotion problems, like getting promoted to the supervisor grade and those things. And there are sometimes there are nationwide strikes. But the other two trade unions are smaller size, and there are problems between trade unions also. But in fact, they provide a great service, the nurses, and as in any other country, the nursing profession is a highly respected profession in Sri Lanka also. I think the salary level is not sufficient for many nurses, and they have many transport problems when they finish their duty shift at the night or in the evening, because nurses, as in US, they don't have cars. They travel by public transport, so they can't go to their home when they finish their duty at 8 o'clock night or 2 o'clock night. So for the night, they have 12-hour duty shift, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. So that is very heavy, a 12-hour shift. Because yeah, doctors are happy because doctors have more facilities and a lot of benefits from the government. Yeah, because they are very less in number, so the government can afford giving more facilities for doctors. And there are some problems between doctors and nurses also because sometimes actually in the healthcare system there is a dominance by doctors. All decision making, all administration, all public health professionals are doctors. You cannot be a public health professional in Sri Lanka without being a doctor. And so sometimes there are some conflicts between medical profession and other professions. Yes.
What would you recommend for the professors in the nursing school? What should they address then?
Yes, actually the professor should be addressed in relation to change of the curriculum, especially the psychological related factors and how to manage the stress when they are working. So these type of trainings are not given in the nursing curriculum in Sri Lanka. The stress management, how to have relationship with the peers, colleagues, and the doctors especially. So how to avoid interpersonal conflicts, and how to face situations such as disasters when you have mass casualties and you have to work in your own, sometimes make decisions, sometimes troublesome decisions. And so maybe your supervisors or doctors are not happy when about the decision you made in regarding some patients, because everybody are responsible if some unwanted death happens in the hospital. So these things happen when during mass casualties. So the curriculum should be changed, and the instructors and professors also should be trained, maybe inside the country or in the outside the country, before they change the curriculum.
Other questions?